From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. In a rare move, all fire departments in York Region are banning open-air burning until further notice. Ron Jenkins, chief of Georgina Fire and Rescue Services, says that conditions have worsened over the weekend, and while Georgina remains a recreational area, public safety trumps recreation. He says under the tinder dry conditions, cigarettes and even ATVs can spark fires that can roar out of control.
No ATV use within York Region Forests. I've spoken with York Region Forestry. Our makeup here in Georgina, we have a lot of coniferous trees, which it puts us at, you know, a bit more risk. So certainly anybody that is walking or using the trails within Georgina, refrain from smoking.
Jenkins says that the area will need a long period of significant rain lasting days to have the ban lifted. A 48-year-old man from Innisfil is facing careless driving charges after two pedestrians were struck by a vehicle earlier this month. According to South Simcoe Police, the incident happened in the area of Lawson and Boys Street just before 5 p.m. on August 1st. The driver of the vehicle remained on the scene, and the victims were transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police opened up an investigation and have charged the driver with careless driving. Police are seeking the public's help in locating a missing Newmarket woman. The 59-year-old woman was last seen on July 23rd in the area of Yonge Street and Sawmill Valley Drive. Vicky is described as a 5'8", 150-pound woman with gray hair and brown eyes and missing front teeth. According to police, Vicky is known to visit the Bradford area, and anyone with information is being asked to contact police or to leave a tip on the Crime Stoppers website. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.